Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. You know, don't you just love when you come to the end of a project and you can feel a sense of pride for a job well done? Oh, maybe there have been projects at home like cleaning out a basement or cleaning out a couple closets, and you feel good about that when it's finally done. Or maybe there was a project at work that required weeks of research and long hours, and oh, when it's over, it feels so good. Well, maybe finalizing a big team event for your team and your business, and it's finally come to fruition. You know that feeling of joy and relief and satisfaction from finishing well. Well, I want you to have those same sweet feelings today as we come to the finish of our study of the 10 priorities for living life to the fullest. Now, you might remember that we began back in January on our pursuit of answering one of the most popular New Year's resolutions that people have, and that is to live life to the fullest. And we went on a search to discover what is living life to the fullest. How can we help those around us know what that means? And how can we help ourselves to know what that means, to discover that answer? Well, in the past number of weeks, we've discovered the answer, and the answer came in the pages of the book of Philippians. And the Apostle Paul was instructing his very dear friends living back in Philippi how to live life to the fullest in their day and age. So just a quick review of what those priorities are. And by the way, on my website at spiritofsuccess.com, where you just found this podcast, there are the other 9 podcasts that you can listen to if you didn't get them with these priorities. Priority number 1, the priority of mastering your mindset. Philippians 4:8 is where Paul teaches that what we think sets the tone for our life. If you're going to live life to the fullest, you've got to fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. To think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise, that's mastering your mindset from Philippians 4:8. That was number 1. Number 2, the priority of gratitude. In Philippians chapter 1, Paul teaches us about having a grateful heart helps us live life to the fullest. Priority number 3 was the priority of purpose. And the purpose of living for Christ, and to live is Christ, Paul said, and to die is gain. Living life to the fullest, knowing your purpose here on earth to glorify God, to live for Christ. Priority number 4 is community, the priority of community. God put us here to need each other. He made sure that none of us was perfect, because if that were the case, we wouldn't need anybody else, and we certainly wouldn't need God or Christ Jesus. And that wasn't the case. None of us is perfect, and so we need each other. Community is priority number 4. Priority number 5 is to live in congruence, the priority of congruence, which means that your words and your actions are in harmony. Your words and your actions match. If you're going to live life to the fullest, you can't be out of sync, do one thing and say another. Congruence. Priority number 6 is priority of clarity, being very clear about what's important in life, being very clear, clarity, to know Christ, clarity. Priority number 7, the priority of persisting. In chapter 3, Paul talks about never quitting, never giving up. We persist, we finish, we move forward. Sometimes it's inch by inch, sometimes it's mile by mile, but we persist. If we're going to live life to the fullest, we cannot quit. Priority number 8 was the priority of healthy relationships. Remember when Paul in chapter 4 brought to everyone's attention that there were some believers who were living out of harmony with each other. They were arguing. They were having drama, as we might say today, and that's not healthy. And so Paul encouraged the whole community to help these two women who were arguing, to live in harmony, help them to resolve whatever issues there were. To be drama-free is to live life to the fullest, healthy relationships. Priority number 9 was the priority of learned contentment. Learned contentment, learning that no matter what's happening around you, you do your best and leave the rest. Satisfaction with what is enough knowing that you can get strength through Christ. You can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. That's learned contentment. To live life to the fullest, you must have learned contentment. And then priority number 10 for living life to the fullest today. We come to that final priority that Paul writes about and concludes a wonderful, powerful, positive, encouraging letter with what matters most. Priority number 10 is the priority of trusting God. And we see this in Philippians chapter 4, starting in verse 14. Paul writes, "Yes, it was good of you to share in my troubles. And moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid again and again when I was in need. Not that I'm looking for a gift, but I am looking for what may be credited to your account. I've received full payment and even more. I am amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. So greet the saints in Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me send greetings. All the saints send you greetings, especially those who belong to Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit." And he closes, "Amen." You know, Paul is so grateful to his friends in Philippi that they sent him gifts to help ease his living conditions while he was in prison in Rome, to keep him warm, to keep him fed. But the excess, and most of it was excess, he always, in his other letters, he clarifies, he sends on those gifts to other churches who are in need as well. But you know, more than the gifts that they sent Paul was excited because he knew that the givers, the Philippians, would be even more blessed by God than he, the recipient. Isn't that the case in our lives too? You know, when we give to others, and especially when we give to the glory of God, we're the ones who are blessed even more than the recipient that we're giving to. And God credits our gifts to us. That means he remembers. He remembers when we've been generous to others, and it pleases him. And God never forgets. He never forgets. He remembers our generosity, and it pleases him. And so he blesses us even more. That's what Paul was so excited about for his friends. He knew that even though he was in Rome and in prison, and they were back in Philippi, they had pressures on them. They were in the minority as Christians. They were surrounded by people who would not only look down on them, but also persecute them in many ways. And so he knew how much it meant to them that when they gave to him, that God blessed them in ways that we don't even know, but that they would need, because God would supply all of their needs abundantly. You know, Paul had initially given the Philippians the gift of the gospel, that they could receive eternal life. He told them about Jesus. He set their feet on solid ground. He stayed with them and helped them establish that church. And so he gave them that gift, and they now are blessing him in return. But it is God who's pouring out even more blessings. The one most glorified by all of this is God, who is able to meet any and all present and future needs that we have, according to his riches in Christ Jesus. What that means is that God gives without limits. His giving knows no limits. According to his riches in Christ Jesus is limitless. That's what that means. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. God's giving to us, his providing for us, knows no limits. He is our Jehovah Jireh. He is our great provider. Our job is to trust him, to know that his giving knows no limits. We are to trust him. That is our priority, the priority of trusting God to provide for what we need. He is able, and he provides abundantly, generously, richly, unlimited. God's giving knows no limits through his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Limitless. So we trust him. Oh, that we trust him, that each day we wake up and say, Lord, I trust you to provide. Trust without borders, as the popular praise song says these days. Trust without borders, that we would come to know that kind of trust so that we could live life to the fullest, to trust him to provide. Trust without borders. Amen and amen. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you receive the message from God today that will encourage and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you would like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Telebible Study time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.